Okay, so today is Isuchag Shavuos Tav Shin Pei Beis. So let's discuss the uniqueness of Isuchag Shavuos, because if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Sum Tav Sei David, Siv Gimel, there's only three halachas in Shulchan Aruch about Shavuos. The last of the halachas says that it's also to fast on Isuchag Shavuos. So the question is, why does the Shulchan Aruch go out of his way to pass that there's a specific Isatanis only on Isuchag of Shavuos? What about all the other Yom Tovim? And if you look in the Ramah, in some Tav Kaf Tes, the Ramah says, brings down that Ashkenazim are knowing to add on the Lo Achilu V'Shtiyah on all the Yom Tovim. So since the Machlokes and Mechab in the Ramah, is the Isur Tanis on Isuchag only on Shavuos? And the Gra actually argues on the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra says it applies to all the Yom Tovim. Or is it, like the Ramah, that it applies to all the different Yom Tovim? So what's Pshat and Machlokes and Mechab in the Ramah? So to answer this question, we're going to discuss six different approaches how to understand Isuchag, and the nafkaminas that come as a result of them. Good? Sounds good? Okay, so the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah on Daf Mem Hei is the source of Isuchag. The Pasuk says, we sent Hal today, right? Isuchag, I know it's there, so the Gemara says, Minan Shosin Isuchag, and then they quote that Pasuk. So Rashi there explains two different pshatim. Option number one is that it's referring to eating and drinking on the Yontif itself, implying that there's no obligation to eat or drink on after the Yontif. Option number two actually explains is that it's referring to a person who eats and drinks the day after the Yontif. So let's discuss the six approaches within the Rishonim and Achronim to understand Isuchag, and then we can maybe also discuss some of the Hashkafas about what Isuchag is meant to do. Okay, so approach number one is the approach of the Yerushalmi and the approach of Rabbeinu Hanan. Yerushalmi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, I believe, says that Isuchag calls it a Beria de Mo'ada. That's Hemshech, it's an extension of the Kedushas Hamoed. That the Yantif extends an additional day into Isuchag. That's approach number one. Approach number two, that of the Shiboli Halakat, that it's an extension of the Simcha of the Yantif. And Aruch HaShulchan explains that how long do you have to eat a Korban Shlamim? You can eat a Korban Shlamim for 2 days, one night. So if you brought a Korban on the last day of Yantif, so you can continue eating that Korban until the next day. So since you could still eat the Korbanos, the Shlamim Simcha, the day after the Yantif, so that gives it a status of Isuchag. If I'm speaking too fast, just let me know. I'll go slow, okay? So far, so good? Okay, that's approach number two. Extension of the Simcha of the Yantif. Approach number three is that of the Or Choskayim. Or Choskayim brings down that Isuchag is a kavod to the Yantif. That the same way after Shabbos, like there's this idea of kavod to Shabbos through Melav Malka, we're mechabed the Yantif with like an extra day. That's some sort of cover to the Yantif. That's option number three. Option number four of understanding Isuchag, which is going to be most nogeya to us right now, the Tosas Rid in Maseches Chagiga. So he and Daf Yud Zayin, I think. So the Gemara there discusses about what do you do when Shavuos just falls out on Shabbos. When did they shechtel the Korbanos of Shavuos? They would shechtel the Korbanos of Shavuos on Sunday. And let's just say a normal year. Shavuos in the Mikdash was only one day. So chances are they weren't going to get to everyone's Korbanos on Shavuos itself. There's going to be some people who are still straggling and are going to bring a lot of the Korbanos the next day. But since the day after Shavuos was the Yom Tavuch, it was the day where they shechted all the Korbanos of Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal gave it a status of Isuchag, and which made it a little special. And those are like the four mainstream approaches, let's just say, in Rishon, to understanding Isuchag. So either it's an extension of the Kedusha of the Yontif, either it's a cover to the Yontif, extension of the Simcha of the Yontif, or lastly, it's just the day they shecht the Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash for how they've Shavuos. Now, the two more obscure options for Isuchag, Chasson Sofer, brings down that Isuchag's a zecher for the Lina, right, in Yerushalayim. After Yantif, there's a chiv of Lina in the Beis HaMikdash, so we kind of do a zecher for that with Isuchag. It's a bit mechodesh. And The last option is the Steichanan brings out a nice idea that Isu Chag is meant to unite the Jews in Chutz La'aretz if the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That Yantav Sheni was kept in Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael, so they originally established Isu Chag only for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so when the Jews in Chutz La'aretz would be celebrating Yantav Sheni, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael would have something, and then just after some time it caught on to Chutz La'aretz as well, and then Chutz La'aretz also start keeping Isu Chag. But really, the main takana of Isu Chag is really Yantav Sheni in Chutz La'aretz for Eretz Yisrael. It's not really Yantav, so they kind of wanted to Chazal, or not Chazal, or Rishon, whatever, Goanim. They wanted to unite everyone together, be at least on Yantav Sheni, that there won't be a complete Yom Chol for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so they made this day called Isu Chag. That's what the Steichanan brings down. Okay, so let's discuss the nafkaminas of this, and we'll discuss some maybe hashkafos. So, pashut nafkamina is which Yom Tovim does Isu Chag apply to? So, if you assume that it's about an extension of kedusha of the yontif, then simply understood, it's going to be every single yontif, and maybe even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But that seems to be a little difficult, just because the day after Rosh Hashanah we find that is a fast day. And the day after Yom Kippur is no fast. I mean, it's also a fast, but we don't find any... Actually, it's not true. The day after Yom Kippur is special on its own, right? There's still an Indian of eating after Yom Kippur, because we just got Mishkel Savonos, but it doesn't seem to be an Isu Chag type of thing. It seems to be something separate. Okay, if you assume that's about Simcha, so there's clearly no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so that'll be limited to the Gimel Regalim. Now, again, according to this approach, it's not so posh that it would apply on Chutz La'aretz for Pesach and Sukkos, because the days after Pesach and Sukkos, after Yom Tisheni here, right? If you assume that this basis of Simchos because you could shech the korbanos and you could eat them the next day, well, guess what? Right, the next day would be Yom Tisheni for us. So in Chutz La'aretz, there might not be such an Indian, an Isu Chag of not eating, there might not be such an Indian of Isu Chag according to that approach. But think about it, in the basic mikdash, Yimei Tashlumim ended on the 7th day of Pesach, right? So Isu Chag would extend to the 8th day of Pesach, it wouldn't extend to what we would colloquially refer to Isu Chag in Chutz La'aretz, because you couldn't bring the korbanos of the basic mikdash on the 8th day of Pesach. But in Shavuos, it'd still be an Isu Chag according to this approach, because...
There wouldn't be an Isu Chag after
Yom Tisheni? Yeah, there wouldn't be an Isu Chag after Yom Tisheni, because you couldn't eat the korbanos the day after Yom Tisheni at that point. It'd be too late. Okay, according to the approach of Kavod, so presumably, again, it should apply to all the Yom Tovim. Maybe even including Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, just because Kavod is equally applicable to everything. If you assume that's about the Yom Tavuach of Shavuos, is the day the Shechtel Dor Korbanos of Shavuos, then obviously the Din of Isu Chag will be very limited to Shavuos. And then if you assume it's about Lina and Beis Mikdash after Lila Regal, it's going to be limited to Shalosh Regalim. And if you assume it's about uniting Klal Yisrael together, so there's only discrepancy between the Jews and the Sons and the Chutz La'aretz in terms of the Gimel Regalim, not in terms of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So that's like Regalim. Okay, I can take my time. You want to write it down. Okay. Now that's in terms of when it would apply. So simply put it, then it could just be this Machlokes in the Mechab and Ramo. It's just dependent on which approach of Isu Chag they hold. Like, so it seems that the Shulchan Aruch really holds that the main reason for Isu Chag is because of, say, it's the day of Shechting of Shavuos, so therefore it's only going to apply the day after Shavuos. Whereas according to the Ramo, Isu Chag is going to be for one of these other reasons, probably some sort of cover or symptom of the Yantif, in which case it's going to be applicable to all the Yom Tovim. Okay, so let's just discuss some other nafkaminas of this discussion. So, the first, the most extreme thing we're going to discuss, this has been, is Isser Malacha. Is any form of Isser Malacha on Isu Chag? So the Ben Yishchai was not happy. Ben Yishchai al-Pi Kabbalah, he said that Isu Chag is some sort of Kedusha Samoed. He shut down all the stores in Baghdad. Yeah, he said that in Baghdad, he said that he shut down the stores in Baghdad because he says that there's Kedusha Sayom and they're being Mevaza and the Moed, and Isu Chag by keeping the stores open. He thought that you only could do the melachas of Chol Moed on Isuchag because they had so much Kedusha. So if you understand that Isuchag is the hemshech of the Kedusha Sayoma of the Meladim, so that makes sense, you're going to hold like that Shita. But if you assume like any of the other approaches, then it's not going to, it doesn't seem to be much of an Indian of having a... doesn't seem to have much of an Indian of Isur Melacha. Though just to point out, there's an interesting Tashbetz who brings down the Minog that they wouldn't do Melacha on Isuchag. I went to Malach HaNisuchag and Tashix was from Algiers, so apparently in Algiers in the 1400s they didn't do Malach HaNisuchag, and probably because of some sort of Hemshech of the Kedusha Siyom of the Moed, which would engender Esim Malacha to begin with. Okay, fascinating. Now, so the more complicated discussion is the Isra Tainis Vehesped after Isuchag. So, not if you don't assume... So the question is whether it's mutter to fast on Isuchag at all. So again, Pashas, if you hold again these shittas, there wouldn't be an Isser. Sorry, there would be an Isser of Tainus and Hesped, but what gets complicated is a lot of Rishon, we don't mention Isuchag. The Rambam makes no mention of it. The Rosh, the Rif, they make no mention of Isuchag. So the question is, how do they understand the Gemara and Sukkah? So they probably understood, like, the first opinion of Rashi, and the Gemara says you should make an Isur L'Chag, it meant that you should celebrate Yontif itself. Not that there's a separate din to celebrate the day after Yontif. So that's the, that's a related discussion. Another interesting discussion, which is, what about Tachnun? So should we be saying Tachnun on Isur Chag? So on Isur Chag itself, it seems pretty muskim, according to all the poskim, we don't say Tachlin. After the week after Shavuos and the week after Sukkot, there's a discussion whether we should be saying Tachlin or not that entire week. So some of these shonim, such as the Agudah, Sefer Agudah, and others bring down not to say Tachlin the entire week. This entire week you could bring the Korbanos for Shavuos. But other poskim are not so happy about that because Umaisa, the Agoda thought that you couldn't fast and you have you couldn't give a hesper a tainus the entire week after Shavuos. But the simple understanding is almost all Rishonim disagree because Issa hesper and tainus on Yantif emanates from Simchas Yantif. So even though you could bring the Korbanos in the base of Mikdash, the Re'i and the Chagiga, but the Shlame Simcha, the Korban Simcha, was limited to Shavuos itself. There's no Tashlumun for the Shlame Simcha. And the reason for that is because Mitzvah Simchas Yantiv is inherent and intrinsic to the day. So therefore, you can't bring a Korban Simcha after Yantiv is gone because there's just no more Simcha anymore. The Re'i and the Chagiga. In Chagiga, you can bring them out the Korban Simcha. Ah, so you're going to tell me if I can cash a Bobo and Shavuos falls out on Shabbos. So what are you going to do? Where are you going to bring your korban? Where are you going to bring your shlomi simcha? Because you can't bring it on Sunday because there's no tashlum. So what are you supposed to do? So probably what they did is that they would check the korban on Friday. Then you could eat at night. Because according to the Rambam, you don't need zvicha v'sha'as simcha. But you could check the korban even though it's not sha'as simcha and you could eat the korban at a later point. So that's Pashto's understanding of, that's probably the understanding of that. Now the post can discuss about Lam Netzeach. So should you say Lam Netzeach on Isuchag? A lot of post can, so the Chazon Ish and the Stipe are pretty adamant that you stay Tachlin during the 7 days after Shavuos. They didn't think that there's any machashivas bezan is that to the days of Tashlumin. Isuchag, they agreed you shouldn't say Tachlin on, because Isuchag is special. Because if the Rama already passed me, you should be marbe be'achilu v'shtiyo. So obviously, you're not going to say Tachlin on such a day. But any day after Isuchag, the rest of the week, after Shavuos, they felt that you should say Tachlin, because once nowadays there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no uniqueness to the days. There's no uniqueness to this time period. So what about Lam Netzeach? Should we say Lam Netzeach on Isuchag? So the Sardim, don't say lana at seich every day. Don't say tachlin. The day some lana seich is connected to tachlin. Ashkenazim, we're not the same way. We assume you don't say lana at seich whenever it's a yom sarah. So we have a high definition of what a yom sarah is. So the question is whether Yisuchag is not considered to be yom sarah because there's an element of simcha to it. So most of the minhag in chutz la'aretz has been to say lana at seich in Yisuchag. In Eretz Yisrael, Chazanish, Shoshon Zan Ma'arbach, Rav Tukachinsky, a lot of others, they point out, they say it can't be that in Chutz La'aretz they're celebrating Yom Tov Sheni and Simchas Torah, they're dancing with the Torah, and in Eretz Yisrael they're saying they're calling it Yom Sar. They said, Lo Yitachin. They said they can't be. So in Eretz Yisrael, the minog is not to say Lam Natseach and Isuchag because it can't be a Yom Sarah when the Jews in Eretz and Chutz La'aretz are celebrating Yom Tov Sheni. So that seems to be the minog that's developed. And Eretz Yisrael, they do not say Lam Natseach and Yom Tov Sheni, but in Chutz La'aretz, they do say Lam Natseach and Yom Tov Sheni. In Yisuchag, because it's not. It's all Yom Sarah. That's in terms of that. What about Nafkamina's? Oh, what about. Is an Indian wearing nicer clothing on Yisuchag? So if you understand that Yisuchag is about kavod to the yantif, kavod to the, if you understand, so maybe there's an Indian event wearing kavod. Apparently, I think the mooncatcher would wear, his yantif clothing, maybe it's called Mali clothing, on Yisuchag, because he felt that it had like a special day, so he'd still wear his yantif clothing. In the Darkei Chaim B'Shalom. The Darkei Chaim B'Shalom records the mooncatcher Minchus Olozar's Minhagim. So his Hanhaga was to wear Yantif clothing on Yisuchag. I believe. I can't really call him my clothing, I don't remember. One of the two. And then lastly, another nafkamina is, what about Achilas Basar? Is an Indian eating meat on Yisuchag? So the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Maritzil on Maritatz. Maritatz said that there is an Indian of eating meat on Yisuchag, and presumably he understood that Yisuchag is a hemshech of Simchas Hamoed. So once there's going to be an Indian of eating meat on Yantif, then there's going to be an Indian of eating meat on the day after Yantif, because he could still continue to eat the korban Shalmei Simcha the day after Yantif. But again, this could be limited, at least in Chutz La'aretz, to Shavuos, or actually Shavuos. Even Shavuot, so it won't be applicable anymore. But it could be. There might be a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, where in Eretz Yisrael you could still eat the Shalmei Simcha the next day, but in Chutz La'aretz you're not going to be eating the Shalmei Simcha the next day. But okay, there's what room to discuss there. Okay, so that's in terms of all the nafkamina. Oh, the other nafkamina, which is also room to discuss. Why is an Yisuchag falls on Shabbos? When you celebrate Yisuchag? Right, let's say Yantif ends Friday. So is there Yisuchag on Shabbos or not? It's, if you understand that Yisuchag is like the Chasam Sofer's reason that's about Lina in the Beis HaMikdash, so obviously you weren't... when they left the Beis HaMikdash, they left Sunday, they didn't leave on Shabbos. So if you hold like that approach, it could be Yisuchag only 2 days after Yantif. It's not going to be the day after Yantif. But... Okay, Yesh Ladin. Okay, so that's in terms of the halacha. Is there any other special in August in Yisuchag? Yeah, I mean, this we'll see a little more. But the main thrust of Yisuchag, what it's all about. So Yisuchag is essentially, right, we had 50 days of Kedusha, where we had Pesach, we went for Sias Omer, we went for Shavuos. You have to take that with you. And you can't transition from such a high level of Kedusha to a normal work day. And learn normal day. We kind of need a buffer zone, a day that you can sign and kind of integrate everything you had from the Moed into like a quasi Yantif type of day where it's like you can't transition from such a high to. You need like a buffer zone in the middle. So that's what the purpose of Yisuchag is that everything that you achieved, everything you grew, on Shavuos, you need to take that with you. So the way to take that with you is that we have a day after Yantif where it's a quasi-yantif, it's a hemshech, it's an extension of the yantif in one of these senses, however you understand it, and it enables you to put to practice everything you took from the yantif. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, here, his minog, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would not write down on, he wouldn't write on Chol Moed, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach of Pesach and Shavuot, Sukkos, so Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's Yisachag is, he'd write down on Kedusha Torah from the Yom Tovim, from, okay, so even Shavuot, obviously he had, he's a massive guy, so he definitely had a lot of Kedusha to write on after Shavuot, so Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, so he took all the Kedusha Torah he had, and he'd write it down after Yisachag. But the, yeah, so the point of Yisachag, so we could just discuss maybe a little bit of Astashkafa. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? Why is it, we've got to ask a question, why is it that there's no concept of Yisachag when it comes to Shabbos, but there's a concept of Yisachag when it comes to Yontif? You hear my question? So what's the fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yontif? So first of all, we find that Shabbos, Maral explains, is Me'ein Olam Haba. Yontif is Me'ein Mos Mashiach. So, when you're going from Olam Haba, it's a different Metzius. It's not Shaykh to this world. So, you can't necessarily have that Yisachag for it. You're just going from something which is out of this world to something which is in this world. So, it's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh to have Yisachag. Now, when it comes to Yontif, which is Me'ein Yimos Mashiach, right, that's something that's part of this physical world. So therefore, we're able to have this transition period between Yontif and Chol. And that's why they explain, like they say from the Tamidei Kisei, Tamidei Ramban, right, we don't make Besamim after Yontif, we make Besamim after Shabbos. Why? Because we lose in the Shami Yisera after Shabbos. So the Shami Yisera is on Shabbos, it's Me'ein Olam Haba. We don't get that after Shabbos. The Yontif, it's in this world. It's part of this world, so therefore the Neshama Yisera stays with us after Yontif. It's Shaykh to this world, so therefore it's able to stay with us. We find a lot of differences, right? Just the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Right? Shabbos is a lotion of Shvisa, of permanence, of rest, right? You're not going anywhere. Hashem's coming to you. Salvech pointed this out, right? Hashem's coming to you. What do we call the Moadim? We call a regel. What's a regal? You're walking. You're going up. Because the point is that the Moadim, right, you're going to Hashem. You're going to Him because you're traveling to somewhere that's part of this world. It's part of the Mitzvahs of this world. Shabbos is coming to you because it's not Shaykh. Like, you can't go there. Like, you can't go to... it's not something that... So it comes to you. But Yontif, you're going to it because it's something that you can relate to. It's something that you're able to kind of have a grasp on. And this explains a lot of other dinim. Just some of you point a lot of these out. Right? For example, right, and Yontif does an idea of having nicer clothing on Shabbos, because when you go greet the king, you're gonna wear nicer clothing when the king comes to greet, or the queen comes to greet you. So just a lot of the description. That's also maybe the difference between simple versus covered and oneg. Even though there might be covered and oneg on Yontif, it's clearly not the focus. Simcha is, and some are more connected to the, right, the Yontif is connected to the Mikdash. Right, Shabbos is not connected to the Mikdash, because again, it's for this reason, right? Because the Mikdash is the bridge between this world and the next world. It's but Shaykh to this world. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's different Metzius, so therefore it's coming to us. So we can't go to it. Shabbos, it's Mekai, we don't make it exactly, it comes to us, so we don't make the Kedusha, it's Kvira, right? The Kedusha Shabbos is there automatically, whereas in Yontif, we make the Kedusha, and not only that, we could just add Har, because it's just Shavuot, so I had a point about this. So there's a fascinating Sefri, I don't think we talked about this, did we? So the Sefri holds that there's a separate chiyuv to count for Beis Din to count Sfiras Omer. So Not only is every single yacht based and obligated as yechidim to Ken Sias Omer, but there's a separate chiyuv on Bezdin as a Bezdin to Ken Sias Omer. So the kasha is like, why would Bezdin need to Ken Sias Omer? Like, every single individual on Bezdin has to count anyway because there's a chiyuv of a yachid, so why would Bezdin as a Bezdin need to Ken Sias Omer? Did you hear my kasha? So what's Pashup Shat? So the Rashbam explains that when it comes to all the other Moadim, Bezdin be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and via the fact that they're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, that would be Mekadesh Yom Tovim. Now, and not only that, the Rashba question of Ben Chalav, or massive Chodesh, then Bezdin be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh Nisan in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, they'd announce the days that the Mardim would be on. So Bezdin is Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they'd say, Yom Kodesh, and they'd say, and Pesach is on the 15th of the month. They actually like Mekadesh the Yantif declaration at the time when they're Mekadesh the month. Okay, but even if you don't assume like that Chiddush, and Bezdin was Mekadesh the Moadim, so the problem becomes, what about Shavuos? Because it's not dependent on a calendar, it's not dependent on a calendar date. So by Mekadesh the month of Sivan, that's not going to generate the holiday of Shavuos. So Pashup Shad is that based on the counting of Sias HaOmer, they would be Mekadesh Shavuos. Because the same way Bezdin had to be Mekadesh all the other Yom Tovim via their Kiddush HaChodesh, so when it comes to Shavuos, they had a separate chiyuv of Sias HaOmer in order to be Mekadesh the Yom Tov. Big Kiddush. I'm explaining the Sifri, it says that there's a chiyuv. Now, the Gra had a different gist in the Sifri. The Gra said, you might think that Beis would be obligated to count Sias Omer, Talmud Lomar, that only they're not. Okay, but first of all, you still have to explain the Havimina. So the Havimina is probably based on everything I just said, but the Gra probably understood that no. When it comes to Moadim, the Torah tells we don't find a marker that Beis needs to count Sias Omer as a Beis, and they're obligated to count as individuals, and the Kedusha of Shavuos is just dependent on Sias Omer. It's not dependent on Kedusha Chodesh. It's just a separate din entirely.
You say it comes from the Kedusha Chodesh from Nisan? It's totally on what
Pesach is. Oh, good. Yeah. You could say something like that, but I guess this is where things are complicated. Let's say Bezdin is Mekadesh Nisan. Let's say not a single person counts Sias Omer on Shavuos. Does Shavuos exist? Let's just say for whatever reason, no one counts you right here. So, Pashtus. I don't know. I'm saying it's like, discussion on Achronim at least. whether Shavuos is actually dependent on the fact that you actually count. I think a lot of them assume that it still happens even. No, this is a riot for what you're saying. A lot of Achronim assume even you don't count Sias Omer. It's still, it's still going to be in effect.
When you were supposed to.
Yeah. Even if you're not Shaykh, let's say a person converts to Sias Omer, so are they obligated in Shavuos D'oraisa? I mean, Rishon, when we discussed it, Rivash had a wild sheet that he said Shavuos is only Derban, so I was like, it's Sias Omer is Derban. But everyone rejects that sheet. But let's say a person converts and they'll see us Omer. So is there a Sias, is there Shavuos D'oraisa their bonum? They weren't counting Sira. So again, Pashas, you go based off of Klal Yisrael. You're not going based off your own personal, a person doesn't count Sira. Like, you don't tell me Shavuos is only their bonum? Obviously not. So, what? No, I'm saying the feed of God that everyone's chayv as yechidim. I'm saying it's mamish kedusha she was taller than each person. It just means the Klal Yisrael as a whole. As the
but no one counted that.
So well, again, it's a different. Yeah, it's a different part. Okay. I guess anything else to discuss in terms of Yisrael? Oh, why we get Yisrochar from? It comes from the Pasuk. So, Asur, I think Asur means to tie, right? So the point is that you want to tie yourself to the Moed. You're connecting yourself to the Moed, that the Yisrochar is, again, it's from everything we just said, that Yisrochar is meant to be the bridge between Yantif and Chol. And therefore, there's this day that kind of ties everything together. Right? It's tied to the Yontif. So that's where the name comes from, I believe. I think so. One of the Farshim at least says it. Okay, I'm trying to think. Any other relevant Isuchag discussions? Oh, there's a discussion about Kriya in the Beis HaMikdash. If a person goes to the Beis HaMikdash and Isuchag, should he tear Kriya or not? It's Machlokes in Machan Kinyeski and Eben Yisrael, Dain Fisher. I'm forgetting which one said what, but one of them says you shouldn't tear Kriya, one of them said you should tear Kriya. But again, that'd only be applicable in Eretz Yisrael in America. Obviously it'll only be applicable in Eretz Yisrael, but let's say you're an American who's keeping 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't think they assume that an American's Yisrael Chag not to tear Kriya at that point. Yeah, so Pashas, just to bottom line, it seems that the main Isuchag, the main day of Isuchag, is the day after Shavuos. Now, it's a little complicated, what about the day after Shavuos in Chutzlar, I'd say, because the day of Shachin is really today. So, even when the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you shouldn't fast. So, okay, definitely all the posts can bring it down, so you definitely can't fast tomorrow, in case you're planning on doing that. The question is whether it's really the main day of Isuchag.
They bring it down about Yom Tov
Sheni, about Yisro Chag of Yom Tov Sheni. Yeah, no, I'm saying the Shulchan says Stam, the Isuchag and Shavuos, you can't fast. So I'm saying the Posek will say Stam. Look, almost every Posek in the past 500 years, definitely all Nosek and Shulchan Aruch, except for Mechav himself, lived in Chutzlaritz. They kept Yom Tov Sheni, so... They went machalik between them versus Eretz Yisrael, so I assume, but I don't know. Yishlodon, I don't know. Okay.